పరిపం తృజమర పరి మాథురి రాధాకుండం గిరివరమోహ రాధికా మాధవాస ప్రాప్త యశ్వపతి కృపయా శ్రీగురు ఉన్నత గోవింద జయ జయ గోపాల జయ జయ గోవింద జయ జయ గోవింద జయ జయ గోపాల జయ జయ గోవింద
Yeah. Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Radha Ramana. हरि बोल जगड़ा धारा मन हरि बोल जय श्री गुरुरंग गंधार विहारी श्री श्री राधा विनद बिहारी जीव की जय। जय विष्णु पाद प्रेमचार्य स्वामी स्वयं भक्ति वेदांत बामन गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय विष्णु पाद अष्टद्रष्टा भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय नित्यला प्रविष्ट विष्णु पाद स्वामी महाराज की जय। जय नित्यला प्रविष्ट विष्णु पाद शिल भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जगत गुरु नित्यला प्रविष्ट विष्णु पाद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। जय श्री रूपान गुरु वर्ग की जय। अनंत वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नाम संकीर्तन की जय।
जबरत
की जय। श्री राधा रानी की जय। गौर भक्त विंद की जय। श्री श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर तिरुभाव तिथि की जय। गौर विमानंदे
ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। अङ्गश्यामलिमिछटाभिरभितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरम् जड्डञ्जागुदरोचि सङ्गविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायें दामोदरं भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणान्तिके। टुडे इज डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ सुरेन्द्रतम ठाकुर। So it is a very sacred day. He took birth in the West Bengal. He was the son of a very great king. The king was two brothers, but only one son. From beginning of his life he was so he was so pure and devoted that he did not agree to take marriage, and he left his home at the age of 16 and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time he was in Puri, but when he left his home and he was going in the way of Puri, he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates like Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, all there gradually disappeared. His heart was broken and he turned his journey towards now in Vrindavan. When he came, in the way he heard that Rupa and Sanatan also has been disappeared. Shyamananda Prabhu and Srinivaswal were also coming to Braja. The three jointly went to Srila Jiva Goswami. He was in at that time Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple. And in Radha Kunda, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was present there. His aradhana was so hard that anyone cannot follow him. Very, very hard. Nothing eating, always dipping, always chanting, always remembering, always full of tears, rolling down on the bank of Radhakund. When Rupa Goswami disappeared, he thought that at first he was at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disappeared, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and also Gadadhar Pandit. Then he decided to go to Vrindavan and to fall from the very high hills, mountains to earth and thus give up his life. He first came to Vrindavan to die, to jump in Jamuna. But he saw that there are very little water in Jamuna. In the separation of Krishna, Jamuna was also feeling separation. Then he thought that I should go to Govardhan and I will jump from the top of Govardhan and thus I will give up my this life. Rup Sanatan were at that time there. They consoled him. When Rup Sanatan was alive, he reached in Vrindavan. So at that time, after that, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they consoled them. If by giving this life, anyone can have the darshan and serve Radha and Krishna, then I am the first person, I am the last person, first person to give up my life. But I know that by this, Krishna is not, but achieved. So you should not try to do. You should do bhajan. And after that he went to Govardhan. But when he heard that Rupa Goswami has left this world and he has gone entered the Aprakat Leela, then he was so much feeling separation. At that time there were no tear in his heart to express his lamentation. He told that I don't want to live in Radhakund because it seems like ajgarayate, like
sunnayate mahadustam vidindraja garayate vyaghratundayate kundam jivatu
dhikasam. Kund like a tunda. Tundayate. Tundayate means kya?
Just like tiger of mouth.
Tiger mouth. And Giriraj Govardhan seems like Ajagar snake. Very big snake. And everything is this ghost. Ghost means all braja. Seems to be like zero. I cannot leave. He was expressing his separation by all these words. It has been written in his prayers. So all were in very, very this mode. Separation. And in the meantime, three came in Vrindavan. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srinivasa. They wanted to have any shade of Vaishnava, Anugatya,
shelter.
And there is to the lotus feet of Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was present there. Jiva Goswami became very happy. And he thought that Krishna has arranged to do, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged, that these three young devotees should be teached. They should be given all the classes. Aparupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami and all. So he became so pleased to have ascendant like them. And he became to teach them all Shastra. Shaksham Darbha, Brihad Bhagavat Amrit, the explanations of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Vaishnav Toshini, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjal Nilmani and all the books. Very soon they became master of all these things. Srila Jiva Goswami asked them to be initiated by any qualified Vaishnava. Shyamananda Prabhu was initiated by Hridayananda of Kalna, but they were not Narottam Thakur and Srinivasa not initiated yet. They told that we want to be initiated by you. We don't think that there is anyone in this whole braja qualified like you. You are akinchan, nishkinchan and paramatattvajna rasik Vaishnava. We want that you should initiate. But he denied. I am not qualified for this. So you can go. He directed Narottam Thakur to go to Loknath Goswami, who was the Mahaprabhu ke parikar the, associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came first with Bhugarbha Goswami to Vrindavan to do bhajan. He warned Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami not to mention anything about him. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has followed his words. He was so akinchan and the Narottam Thakur, when asked by Srila Jiva Goswami, went to him and fell flat on his lotus feet and prayed that you should initiate. Though I am not qualified, but yet I want your initiation. See, he refused. You are a son of very big king. You are so beautiful. You are so energetic.
Learned.
You are learned. You have taken all these things from Srila Jiva Goswami. So I cannot initiate you. I have no disciple. I don't want to make any disciple. But he promised that I will be only initiated by you. I will not have any other Guru. He returned and in night he used to all night, every night, he used to clean his stones and to clear his the path on which he used to go in the night to make a stone. He used to throw his stones from very
far
away from there, and he used to give cow dung there, and quite smooth, quite pure, he used to make this place. After so many days, Loknath Goswami thought that who is the person who is cleaning daily all these things, my stalls, and making clear everything, the way and everything. He began to search, and he used to do bhajan without sleeping. So one day he watching that who is he who is coming and clearing all these things. In the midnight, very beautiful prince like this Narottam Thakur came, and when he was going to throw, he catch hold of his hands. "Who are you?" Narottam Thakur began to weep. "Who are you?" He said, "Tell. And why you are doing so?" He told that, "I am Dukhi Narottam." Dukhi?
Unhappy.
What?
Sad.
Sad.
I am miserable Narottam.
Unhappy. I am unhappy Narottam. I am worthless, and a useless person. But I want to do bhajan of Krishna, so you should be merciful to me." He told, "Yes, I am so glad and satisfied by your this service. At first I have made up my mind not to make any disciple, but I see that you are qualified person. So only one I will have a disciple like you." And he told him to take bath, and in the morning Jamuna was near. He took bath in Jamuna, he went to him and began to serve Loknath Goswami and to follow his instruction. He gave initiation of Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra, and Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri. Kling Krishnaya and Kling Kamdevaya, these two. And gave him so many instructions. "You should not have any kinds of worldly desires, give up all these things. Be trinadapi sunich taro rapi sahisuna." To follow all the teachings. He began to chant, sitting in his cottage. It was very far away from location. One day, in the summer day, any plow
cultivator
came and told that, "I am so thirsty, you should give me water." He told first to Loknath Goswami, but Loknath Goswami was so absorbed in taking Harinam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, and thinking, remembering the past times of Krishna, that he was sinking in the ocean of rasa. He has no any outward gyan or anything. Quite absurd. So he came to the young Mahatmaji and told that, "Oh Choto Baba, I am so thirsty, had no rope and
bucket.
Please give me
water.
So he was doing bhajan. He at once left his harinam and he went and he gave water to him, and he was satisfied and he went away. In the meantime, Loknath Goswami became Chaitanya.
Became incensed.
Incenses. And he knew everything. He called young Babaji, that Narottam Thakur, and told, at once you should go to your home.
Purvasana.
I don't want a disciple like you. You should at once give up this
place.
Why you did so? He began to weep and told that he was so thirsty. But he told, replied, perhaps you don't know that name and nami is one
same.
When you are chanting her name, you should think that I am serving Radha and Krishna both. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Srimati Radhika, and Ram, Radha Raman Ram, Krishna. And Hare Srimati Radhike, who controls the mind of Krishna and hearts. She thips the heart of Krishna, so he is Hara. And from Hare Krishna Mani Radha Krishna. And serving, remember in the past times and serving him. But giving the service of Radha and Krishna, you went to quench the thirst of any person. So you thought that to give water is more better than to serve Krishna and Radha. So you should go to world and you should do there anything. I don't like these things. Understand his will, his Siddhant view, very high, but it is actual. But that is slok, abhinnatvatma nama chintamani Krishna rasa vigraha anadiratne nitya siddha purna mukta abhinatvam nama namino. Nama and Krishna himself are the same. In other sense, Krishna has manifested his all power in nam, more than his swarup. From the beginning of this world and at the last of the world, Krishna name can uddhar kar sakte hain, lakho lakho logon ko uddhar can. क्या होगा?
डिलीवर
व्हाट?
डिलीवर मीन महाराज डिलीवर टू गोला
वृंदावन. पर कृष्ण कैनट हिम सब डू दिस थिंग्स फॉर नमा अपराधी. कृष्ण विल नॉट डू एनीथिंग, बट हिज नेम कैन डू समथिंग. सो इन सम केसेस कृष्ण नाम इज मोर सुपीरियर देन कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ, because he has invested all the powers and in name. So we should think that when we are chanting Krishna name quietly, So he asked order that you should give up my this place and go to your grihastashram. He requested him so much, but he could not allow him. At last he went, and there he began to preach everywhere the glories of his Gurudev, the glories of Radha Krishna and everything. He established 7 temples there, and he invited all the Vaishnavas, Braja, Navadip Dham, Navadip Mandal, Chhetra Mandal, Gaur Mandal, all. All came there. Jannava Devi was presiding over that meeting, council.
Khaturi.
All there, he was singing all the kirtans. At that time he sang this Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulakasani. When he was singing this song, he was quietly absorbed in this. At once Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and all his associates with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there, and they began to do kirtan in the mixing their sounds in Narottam Thakur sound. All were amazed at once. How it become? What we are seeing? We are seeing dream or actual we are seeing? After that, when his kirtan was ended, then they disappeared at once. So he was a very, but he was a pure bhakta. It is seen that he has some shakti from, power from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was Narottam Thakur, accompanied with Shyamananda and Srinivas. He was bringing all the books to Bengal for preaching. But in the way, a dacoit king looted all the books. He thought that these are so valuable treasures, jewels. They were jewels indeed, but not worldly jewels. They were spiritual jewels. At last, Srinivas sent them to Bengal, Narottam Thakur and Shyamanand, and he was there and searching the books. At last he searched, and the king apology and fell flat on their in his lotus feet, and he became disciple of Srinivas Acharya, and he was Dirhambi, so qualified disciple and Vaishnava. Asana Narottam Thakur, he was by caste Kayastha, like a Baniya, Vaishya. But actually he was not in any caste. He was out of the caste, he was the Krishna associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate. We should not try to see what is the caste and creed of any Vaishnava. Otherwise they will do offense. They are out of caste and creed. Atma has no caste and creed, nothing in this world. Naham vipro, nacha narpati, napi vasyo na sudra. Naham varani, nacha narpati.
Vanastho jati
kintu pradhyan nikhala paramananda purna tabde gopi rubhartu padakamaliyo rudasa dasa. We are only, but we are only. We are only the servant of Srimati Radhika, servant of servant of servant of servant of lotus feet of dust. Yeah. This is our parichay, shuddha
parichay,
identification. We are not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, nor we are Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprasthi or sannyasi or anything of this world. We are only the das of Krishna, Krishna das. This is our pure identification. So he was out of caste and creed. He was the associates of Krishna. He has come to Sarva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking all the world's persons towards Krishna. But the Brahmins used to know that they did not understand the glory of Narottam Thakur. They thought that he is Shudra, not Brahmin. And we are Brahmin. And he is giving
initiation
to Brahmins also. So he will go to hell. He is bound to go to hell. And he will suffer in this world. One day, they challenged Narottam Thakur that we are challenging. You can come in discuss to all these things. That a Brahmin can initiate any Brahmin and others. Brahman is Jagat Guru. But you being a Shudra, you are giving initiation to Brahmins and all caste of devotees. It is quite wrong and it is against Shastra. At that time, Narottam Thakur was so sick. He was of 80 years or more than that. At that time he could not walk. He wanted to return to his master, holy master Radha and Krishna. So he told that he could not come. But Ramachandra Puri and all his other disciples, they came to that place and they began to sell something in that town. Somewhere
clipboard,
betel nut,
clipboard,
rice, feet, brooming and other things. Some betel nut, some other things. Like a shopkeeper. And they were so much a learned person. When they came to this town, the against party Brahmins came, having so much turbans, big. Shastri, Mahashastri, Pancha,
Saptacharya,
Panchacharya, Panchan, Naya Panchanon. They came there. It was declared that tomorrow there will be a meeting and discuss about this. And also Narottam Thakur will come here, will be present in that association. And what?
Meeting.
So all were coming from different parts of India. So they went to shop. Some were fond of betel nut, some of they wanted to cook their cooking with their own hands, so went for wood, dry wood and other things. All utensils. When anyone went to a wooden shop, and very simple, any Vaishnava was there, he told you, what you want? Who are you?
Kastam,
who are you? Then he told them, my name is this. No, you are telling lie. And after that, who am I? And they become in so much great discussion that we are Krishna Das, he was telling, and he was telling that I am Brahmin, I am Kshatri. He told that, what is the jati of this
Atma,
physical body, matter, and we are Atma, so you cannot be all these things. So in discuss, they were defeated so much. All those who are going to battle not shop, it also there. They met in the night and told that tomorrow how we can show our mouth. If the here in this village All these sub-kissers are so learned that defeated us. How we can go in the assembly of Srila Narottam Thakur? We cannot go. So all in night fled away from there.
In Sanskrit language they discuss.
अरे मैया क्या तू बोल रख जाओ आज आज रख जाओ आज बिगड़ जाओ किसे हम कल कल संभाल लेंगे मैं पहले पीछे बतलाऊंगा मथुरा वासियों को आफ्टर दैट रख They fly up, they fled away. After that, Narottam Thakur went to Ganges. He became paralyzed. He made himself like that. And he showed that I am paralyzed. And all they took him to Ganges. There, all the disciples of Narottam Thakur were there. They were praying that, O Thakurji, Narottam Gurudev, if you will die at once, you will give up this body and will go to Krishna, that all the Brahmins will tell that he had initiated Brahmins and that is why he was paralyzed and thus he was suffering so much. And he has gone to
hell.
So we pray that you should be pure,
as before you are.
Saying this, Narottam Thakur became quite young, and he began to run here, there, and he returned to his home again, his ashram. Like no sickness, no paralysis, and nothing is there. They saw and they became paralyzed, some of them, those who were telling like this. Some of became blind, some became a snake bite them, so many things. At last they were so worried that they came to the lotus feet of Narottam Thakur and apologized. Raghunath Das Goswami excused them. And then again he did like so and came on the bank of Ganges and he went entered in the realm of Goloka Vrindavan Dham or now Deep Dham Shvete. So there are so many things to say about Srila Narottam Thakur. He was in a very good friendship with Srinivasa Acharya and that is why one disciple of Srinivasa Acharya named
Ramchandra.
He was very bosom friend of Narottam Thakur. So Narottam Thakur had did so many songs. When we go Gauranga Bolite Have Pulakasari Radha Krishna Pran Mor Yugala Krishna Jyanila Premadhan Karuna. All good things Srila Narottam Thakur. In whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, he was most singer of Gaudiya Vaishnava Padavali. And after this, only Saptam Goswami Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was like this. No comparison, unparalleled. Both were associates of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So Vivek, in his lotus feet, that today he should be so merciful to us that he bestow his mercy upon us. We are so unqualified, unworthy,
insignificant.
So he, by his mercy we can chant pure, we can come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in Guru Parampara. And thus this would be qualified. So this would try to pray him today. आज उनके चरणों में यही प्रार्थना करेंगे, नरोत्तम ठाकुर जी हमारे ऊपर में कृपा करें, जो हम उनके भांति तो नहीं किंतु उनके अनुगत्य में और उनके शिष्यों के अनुगत्य में हम लोग चैतन्य महाप्रभु के चरणों की सेवा कर सकें, राधा कृष्ण के चरणों की सेवा कर सकें, उनकी पदावलियां हमारे हृदय में आविर्भूत हों। वी आर प्रेइंग दैट द सॉन्ग्स ही हैज रिटन दिस शुड बी
मैनिफेस्ट
ऑन योर हार्ट एंड वी कैन रियलाइज एंड प्रैक्टिस ऑल दीज थिंग्स ट्रूली। आज उनके चरणों में हम प्रार्थना करके पुष्पांजलि। कितना मिनट हुआ? नहीं, अच्छा वन सॉन्ग आफ्टर दैट, ठीक है। आई हैव नॉट डन योर भजन। प्रेम रतन धन लाए हैं, प्रेम इज लाइक मोस्ट वैल्यूएबल ज्वेल इन द थ्री वर्ल्ड, इवन इन गोलोक वृंदावन ऑल्सो। प्रेम इज वेरी वैल्यूएबल ज्वेल दैट कैन टू मी बट आई रिजेक्टेड। So I am praying. What praying? He is telling.
Gora kohu na bho jiya mainu, Gora kohu tarpe maratana dhala हेलाय हराइनो प्रेम हेलाय हराइनो अधने जाता न करी धनते आगे नो अधने जाता न करी धने जाता ना करी धनते आगे नो धने आपन कर मदसे आपनी जोबे आपन कर मदसे आपनी जो
अधने जतन कर
सत चंग छाड़ी कैलो असते बिला सत संग छाड़ी कैलो असते बिना होते कारण लागल जे कर्म बंद खे कर्म लागल जे कर्म बंद आर गोरा बहु ना भो जिया मैनो गोरा ना भो जिया मैनो विषय विषम विषम सतत खाइनो विषय सतत खाइनो गौर कीर्तन रसे मगन ना होइनो गौर গে
মুঝে ধিকার
I am always seeking sense gratification. I have never tried to drink Krishna rasa, prema rasa. Always abiding. So what to do now? I am now dying. And telling this he began to weep bitterly.
গোরা পোহো না ভোজিয়া মইন আর কেন বায়া ছয়ে প্রাণ কি সুখ লাগিয়া কেন বায়া ছয়ে কেন বায়া ছয়ে প্রাণ কি সুখ লাগিয়া কেন বায়া আর নরতম দাস কেন লাগেল মরিয়া আর কেন বায়া ছয়ে প্রাণ
Narottam Thakur is repenting and telling like this, why am I alive? What is the use of living in this world? Trees are living, animals are living, not doing bhajan, always engaged in worldly intoxications and everything. I am like this, I should die. No use of living if you are not doing bhajan. He is not telling for him, actually. He is not any person of this world. He is Vilas Manjari in Krishna Lila. But yet, to teach us, he has come like Narottam Thakur. So he is teaching us how to do bhajan. All is repenting, feeling separation that I am not doing bhajan well. You can realize this that at that time of chanting Harinam, our mind goes here and there. We know that so many leaders of ISKCON were very high leaders. They preached all over the world. They did so many services like Vrindavan temple, Bombay temple and all others. Lakhs and lakhs, not only 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakh, crores they collected and made soap. In world, every country is there, in the guidance of Swamiji did. But after Swamiji went in the Golok Vrindavan, they became pranless, powerless, lifeless. Now we see this. So many persons, very bona fide, perhaps, they give up of this line at all. They married. Even left Hari Bhajan, left their gurus and their path halls. Because they did not chant it like this. But Srila Narottam Thakur are here. Achha. So we should try to learn all these things and we should try to follow all these things and especially the path of Srila Narottam Thakur. Go, go, go.